Time now for your letters. Daniel Pinkwater joined us last week to read Aldous Huxley's 1944 children's book, The Crows of Pear Blossom, The Tale of a Crow Couple and a Ravenous Snake.
Snake,
said Mr. Crow.
What snake?
The one that ate all my darling little eggs, said Mrs. Crow, and once again burst into tears.
Daniel said that Aldous Huxley wrote the book while living in Arizona. That jarred something loose for Steve Wynn of Denver. He writes, Daniel Pinkwater's mention of Huxley writing his story while altering his consciousness amongst the saguaros of Arizona triggered a recognition. The words Pear Blossom, Little Rock, and Palmdale identify locales in the Antelope Valley of my native Southern California. And since Huxley was once a resident of Los Angeles, I'm wondering if perhaps instead he wrote this tale sitting on his terrace beneath the Hollywood sign. Daniel Pinkwater confirms Huxley was in California, but they're contiguous states. And if one were to walk across the border from one to the other, you could hardly tell the difference. For all we know, Aldous Huxley thought he was in Arizona. Reporter Sarah Varney did a story about laws that require hospitals to disclose their methods of preventing postoperative infections. She reported that hospitals frequently focused on treating infections with antibiotics rather than trying to prevent them in the first place. James Bashkin wrote on our Facebook wall, it's not the fault of hospitals that antibiotics are overprescribed, often at the insistence of patients. This is what gave us antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which are so dangerous, especially to people who are already sick. Still, it is essential to use effective preventative techniques in a hospital, and some places are clearly better than others at doing this. Grace Eileen McConnell wrote on our Facebook wall, I nearly lost my life to a hospital infection. Found out later the hospital had a high percentage of post-surgical infections. Didn't realize at the time this should be a major factor in choosing a hospital. We also spoke with the great cellist Elisa Weilerstein, who first performed with the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra when she was 13 years old. Nancy McAfee of Rochester, New York writes, it was wonderful to know Elisa Weilerstein has hit the big time. The story reminded me of a Cleveland masterclass I sat in on with her and the great Yo-Yo Ma. She was 14 at the time. While praising her technique, Mr. Ma was also correcting her arm bowing position. He told her that if she didn't keep her elbow down while she played, she would develop cellist elbow. I hope she listened, because she obviously has a long career ahead. We welcome your comments. You can go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. You can also post a comment on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Weekend, and you can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.